for once, I didn't come into the room recording.
I'm surprised, because I hit record as soon as I heard you pop in. So I stopped it and started over.
Jerk.
Why am I the jerk here?
I just felt like calling you the jerk.
I don't think that works that way.
Sure it does. So, did you see the picture of Karma outside in the snow?
I did.
It was interesting, to say the least. Last year, when she was still like a puppy, she loved the snow. Got out in it, played in it, rolled around in it. This year, we go outside. She looks at me like I'm trying to murder her.
Moose went out and tried to hoover it all up.
I need to meet Moose one of these days. I feel like we're kindred spirits.
Do you like to sit on the couch all day?
Okay. I feel that we're partially kindred spirits.
Because Moose is perfectly content sitting on the laying on the couch sleeping for like 90% of the day and then going bonkers and going for a walk for the rest of his day.
I mean, I think that's like part of the "you are now a dog" handbook.
I don't think you quite understand the amount of laziness Moose can have, though.
If Moose is anything like my two, like, I did that whole thing where I set up a nanny cam one time to see what my dogs do when I'm gone.
Oh, Moose does absolutely nothing while we're gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Karma just lays down in her kennel, goes to sleep. Bailey sleeps on one end of the couch, wakes up partway through the day, goes to the other end of the couch and sleeps. It's literally nothing but one nap after another.
There have been times where I've had to pull Moose off the couch to get him to go outside.
Okay, it's not that bad. Literally, all I have to do is say the word walk. Yeah, I just got their interest peaked again.
Way to go.
Yeah, it's like saying, "Hey, Siri," which I don't have to deal with anymore because I no longer own an iPhone.
I just turned off all my "Hey, Siri."
What, you don't want your phone listening to you 24/7?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I like having some semblance of privacy.
Fair enough. Oh, by the way, you're getting ready to get two pictures.
Okay. I should send you a picture of what I did this weekend.
Great. Wait, did you do it in Discord or over text?
Well, I haven't done anything yet.
Oh. So your pen came in today.
And how is it?
Well, look at the two pictures I sent you and look for yourself.
That box looks a little hurt.
A little hurt? That box looks like it's been through World War III, man. No, the pen's fine. The actual box that the pen came in ended up perfect. But I took a look at that package and I was like, seriously? Seriously, China? You're going to send me something that looks like that?
I mean, it could have been the U.S. Postal Service.
It could have been, but yeah, you're right. It was probably us. So let's take a look at this thing that Sergeant Stretch did. Huh. For a second, I thought you were standing on a step stool.
No, that's just how tall I am.
So you spent your entire weekend taking down wallpaper?
No, I spent 10 minutes stripping that entire room.
Wait, you did that entire room in 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Wow.
It all came off like that. It just pulled right off. I don't know if it was really wallpaper or if more likely the prior owners that decided to put wallpaper on half-assed it because they're really good at everything they did.
Except for the wallpaper.
They were really, really good at everything they did.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Hashtag heavy sarcasm. Dripping with sarcasm.
That's a whole new level of sarcasm. Brought to you by Sergeant Stretch.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that it came off that easily. I've never seen wallpaper come off like that.
So what are you going to do to the wall that was covered in, honestly, some pretty ugly looking wallpaper?
I'm going to mud where it needs it, and then we're going to paint it.
Picked out a color already?
Probably some shade of blue or teal or turquoise or something like that.
Okay. you need to pick your favorite teal fountain pen ink, and you need to color match it to that.
That might be too dark, because that's a dark room.
Okay, fine. Then pick your favorite turquoise shade of ink and use that.
Still might be too dark.
Okay, fine. I will send you the turquoise for you to use for that room.
What turquoise is that?
Stipula Azuro. I have a strange feeling you're looking up that ink right now.
I am.
Hmm.
How the hell do you spell that? Because I did not spell it right.
A-double-Z-U-double-R-O.
Oh, I forgot the double. I didn't put in the doubles.
Yeah. One of those weird Italian things, I guess. I don't know.
That doesn't look that much different. It might end up being something like that. The problem is we have to be careful because I don't want to paint it the same color as our bedroom. And we have like a bright robin's egg blue in that room.
What is it with you and blue?
I like blue, but actually Ashley picked the bedroom color.
Okay, blame Ashley.
I can do that, right? I'm married to her.
I think that's how that works. I don't know anymore.
Well, see, you can just blame it on anything. So did you have a good conversation on hypotheticals?
Well.
Or don't I want to know?
Well, okay. Topic number one was interesting.
It's Michael Wynn, isn't it?
And this is true. Topic number one was shopping. Yeah, you'll have to listen to the episode to hear how that went. And topic number two was supposed to be organizing a protest, but we protested the topic right before it and ended up doing starting an online course. So neither of us thought through any of our answers literally until we hit record.
That sounds like it could be interesting.
Well, I'll find out when I go to edit it after I do this episode. So that should be fun.
I think so.
You and being the man of few words.
Sometimes. Sometimes I have lots of words.
When was the last time you had a lot of words on this show?
I don't know. So did you watch Detective Pikachu? Or I mean, Fuzzy Fluffy Deadpool?
That would be no, followed by definitely no.
Ryan Reynolds was voicing Pikachu.
Wait, what?
Yes, you heard me.
Where did this happen and how can I see it?
It's a movie trailer for Detective Pikachu.
YouTube, don't fail me now.
I'm pretty sure you'll find it.
Let's see how far into the word I get. Wow. I got to D-E-T and it filled it out.
Yep.
Okay. Here I go. Skip past the crappy ad.
You don't have ad blocker yet?
Yeah, I don't have YouTube Red.
No, just download uBlock Origin. I don't have YouTube Red either. It makes the internet so much better. Like, it should be a staple of every...
Oh, I'm doing this on my phone.
Then get a pie hole. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that soon.
What the f***? Okay, I'm going to have to watch that when I can laugh hysterically while drunk. How is this becoming a movie? Whose idea was it, and how can I give them $1 million?
I have no idea, and I think there's better things you could spend $1 million on.
It's a live-action Detective Pikachu, man.
Yeah, but it's Ryan Reynolds.
Like Ryan Reynolds.
It's... Like, I won't be able to watch that movie only because Ryan Reynolds is Pikachu, and I'm going to wait for him to drop some raunchy piece of phrase or something, because Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool, and that's what he does.
You know, he used to do something before that. Remember National Lampoon's Van Wilder?
BDP.
I will always see him as Van Wilder.
I used to always see him as Van Wilder. Now I see him as Deadpool.
Wasn't he also in Employee of the Month as a cameo? And he was also in the one about the restaurant.
Waiter.
One about the
waiter,
the cooks.
Waitress, waiting. Might have been waiting.
Yeah, waiting. Yeah, that one. Honestly, that was probably one of his more craptastic roles.
I don't know why I like that movie, but for some reason, I kind of like that movie.
Two words: the goat.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
God. Oh, Ryan Reynolds got me through some pretty interesting times, to say the least. He got me through my first introduction to tequila.
Yeah, I haven't gone into tequila.
It's an interesting drink. You'll definitely want to like drink some tequila while watching Deadpool.
Why don't I just have a gin and tonic or Moscow Mule or a rum and coke?
The rum and coke, yes. The other two are slightly more sophisticated drinks for a Ryan Reynolds movie.
Or an old fashioned?
An old fashioned would work as well. You could have a mulled wine.
Nah.
I've actually been thinking about getting a slow cooker just so I can make that drink.
We use a crock pot to make hot apple cider.
You know, I've never had hot apple cider.
Can you even get fresh apple cider there?
I mean, we can get fresh apple cider, but I've never had hot apple cider.
Well, so you just take fresh apple cider and warm it up.
I've never had the wherewithal to do that.
Well, then just go do it. Right now is perfect cider season, so go get some fresh cider and warm it up and stick it in a cinnamon stick.
Yeah, but that requires me to put on some shoes on my already hurting foot, walk down icy stairs, potentially slip and fall on my ass at least 3 times.
Don't you live on the bottom floor now?
No, I live on the 2nd floor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Floor 3 Media is a lie.
2nd floor media?
Eh, no, I've already put a little too much investment into the other thing. Actually, no, the podcast and the YouTube channel have their own little world. So, theoretically, I could always just change the media company.
Or just ask your apartment building to put another floor under your floor?
There is that. If I was going to rename it, what would you go with?
What if you just put a floor, like 3 feet in the air, in the basement underneath your room? That way there's technically 3 floors.
There's no basement.
I thought you had a basement part.
No, turns out there isn't a tornado shelter in this apartment complex like I thought there was.
Oh.
Yeah.
So don't have a tornado?
It's Oklahoma, dude. That's part of life. Like Detective Pikachu.
You could move to Central New York. It's safer here.
Except for giant 9-foot-tall bearded Sasquatch that like to rip down wallpaper.
I didn't rip it down. I just pulled it and it fell off.
I was about to say, it looked like you were putting very little, if any, effort into that.
Yeah, it came off wicked easy.
Did you just say wicked easy?
Wicked easy.
Really?
Really, really. And there, look, I just said really, really.
Yeah, that's it. You broke me.
Oh, good.